niggers.
Darknesses.
Hello.
Just started off with the bannable offense, the TOS immediately.
Absolutely. Get
it
out of the
way. They won't check for it. 1 second in, they're not listening. But we are back. Another regular ass episode.
Regular day.
Of the Black Plague Podcast. If you want to head on over to patreon.com/blackplaguepodcast. $5 a month. Hella episodes, fan fictions, versus episodes, debates and shit.
Tap in.
We're almost at 100 fucking uploads on Patreon, man.
Yeah.
Almost at 100 of them bitches, bro.
That's a number.
It is.
20 hamburger hours.
Oh, shut up. Shut
20
the fuck
of them
up.
Guys, man.
20 miles.
20 miles.
40,000. Swag. You know I'm popping tech. Gutter. But I am one of your three esteemed hosts, Smoke Joe Star, a.k.a. Smoke Man Joe, a.k.a. We Gotta Take Malevolon Creek Back. It's a Helldivers reference for those of y'all that aren't in the know. And if you aren't in the know, you're a traitor. Treason.
All right.
Managed democracy. Gotta spread managed democracy.
Who would have known that a game would have niggas like ironically yelling that out? Like,
yeah.
It's glorious.
Starship Troopers, the game.
Pretty fucking much, and it works.
Like, this shit's amazing, dog. I love it. Joe Nathan.
What do they call the darkness under your bed? The one they call the missus giving them head.
I think it's spitting right now.
Like, you don't hear these bars.
Nothing much to add. Just been one of those tougher weeks because we lost the boy.
Yeah.
The rest in peace. I know we got a lot of things to talk about, but I'd be remiss not to bring up the boy.
Oh, yeah. We mention him. Like,
Big Toriyama.
Big Toriyama.
He kind of high-key deserves his own episode.
Yeah. Honestly.
Yeah.
If we're being real.
Just like, I'll be hell, dude. We're talking about, like, it's gonna come up in the fucking topic today, so
yeah.
I'm just like, yeah, hanging on to. Yeah, but still, rip.
A lot of motherfuckers first.
Yeah.
A lot of motherfuckers, but it was interesting to see the commentary about people who are original Dragon Ball dub fans versus Dragon Ball Kai dub fans.
Everything has to turn into a pissing contest.
Yeah, everything.
Just enjoy the goddamn... Enjoy the content.
It's not that serious.
God damn. Yeah,
man. Because, like, nigga, it boils down to, like, a fucking... And you still got to do your intro. But, like, it just boils down to a fucking age difference, nigga.
Yeah.
Like,
I grew up on the OG, obviously. But, I mean, like, Kai is quite literally upped animation quality. And the VAs have been with these characters for 20 fucking years.
Except for, like, Colleen Klinkbeard. But yeah. I like her as the Gohan voice.
Yeah.
I prefer Stephanie as the Kid Goku voice. Person.
Yeah.
But just one last quick thing. Fucking, I actually had one of those, like, holy shit. I'm fucking ancient, crusty and dusty moments. When motherfuckers were like, if you didn't grow up watching Dragon Ball Z Kai on Nicktoons right by Avatar The Last Airbender, you didn't have a real child.
That don't even sound right.
I'm like, you fucking get off my lawn. Like,
you fucking children, shut up.
You're a child.
My God.
So I posted that fucking gif, that fucking Budokai 1 Cell screaming at Gohan. You're a child.
Like, your shit is ridiculous.
Yeah, you niggas.
Like, y'all have to benefit from the watches that, you know, we did, yep. But. What the fuck ever.
Again, yeah, we did that for y'all.
Like, if you don't remember him on Fox Kids, nigga.
Like, if
or
you wasn't
Toonami, nigga.
Like, if you wasn't getting your anime in one of three places before a set amount of time, mm-hmm, you benefit from the fruits of our labor and interest. You're welcome. And
we did that for y'all. We're the reason that you niggas don't get punched in the mouth no more. Exactly. When you want to wear your fandom's attire out.
Or do the little run like your favorite fucking character.
Yeah.
But I'm Chair 3, DJ Cobra. I've been playing a lot of Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. Bitch.
So?
Okay. Been playing a lot of that. Been having a great time. I mean, I don't really need to say anymore. If you like Final Fantasy VII, you'll like this game. If you don't like the game, I don't know what to tell you.
If you don't like the game, you don't like games. I would just keep it a stack with you.
It is literally an expanded version of the original.
There is very little that I can think of that in terms of like dislike for FF7 Rebirth. And I'm not even like the biggest FF7 fan. Like, I think I, like, even out of the classic era, God, those games are classic now. Holy
yes, they
shit.
Are.
Even like out of the classic era, I still think 8 is the best one personally. But like, I'm struggling to find anything like bad or wrong with fucking Rebirth. Wait. Niggas don't want to see me in Queen's Blood. I hope for y'all's sake, real shit. I hope for y'all's sake they do not make that a separate thing or put it online.
They're putting it in 14.
They have to be putting it in 14. I am going to fucking cook.
That's
nigga.
The most viable I could think of. Where they
making an app
out of that or a cell phone game.
Yeah, I was about to say, you make that shit an app, it'll probably have some legs to stand on. Cause it's TCG chess. Like, what?
That shit's a banger.
Triple triad.
The story behind it is kind of funny and fun, too.
Yeah, there's like lore bits to that shit.
Like, you beat enough people, you start getting visions.
Oh!
Yu-Gi-Oh really set the precedent or precedent there. I love it.
Set the fucking tone, man.
Like, somebody really might get boomed over some goddamn Queen's Blood. And
oh, yeah. IRL. Niggas gonna be up there and Moxie scrapping it out for his fucking queen.
Like, it's gonna smell like armpits and anger.
Yeah.
Come here. Yeah,
and like, it is so funny because like every character in the game that plays Queen's Blood is taken from the actual fucking TCG community. Like, in Calm alone, there's the crying ass nigga. There's like the overzealous player that's like, oh man, this game is my entire personality. The old nigga that's still cooking, the one that's advocating for the widespread of the game, it's
all there. Like, how far have you gotten in Rebirth?
Junon. Like, I'm in Junon now. Before all right, say I was less. Just like side questing shit out.
Oh sure. Well, you're gonna have a fun set of players coming up.
Boy.
Spoiler, but not spoiler.
Like,
one of them have reached enlightenment.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I was about to say, because I beat everybody in under Junon. Junon.
When you get to Corel, there is a nigga that has reached enlightenment.
This nigga hit Nirvana over Queen's Blood.
You will know when you see him. I promise.
You got the fade. You got the Smash Bros. Fade.
You will know.
Oh,
you
man.
Will know when you see this character.
Oh
hair.
Man!
I'm expecting a text in the next couple of days.
Hey yo!
Because you're gonna see him. And like, word.
That's all I'm gonna send him is just hey yo. Whoa! I'm afraid, bro.
That's me yesterday. I texted that nigga. Blank Man is on Netflix. Blank Man. Let me tell y'all, because, like, we have all seen Blank Man, correct?
Yeah.
I know you have. Like, John, you've seen Blank Man.
I don't think so.
With Damon Wayans? His the quote-unquote hero movie?
If I did, it was a long time ago.
Probably was. It came out of, like, 1995.
It's rare as hell.
It is. Yeah.
But, like, you know, the enhanced watch that me and Raina did yesterday. Oh my god, that's one of the best movies to watch in that state.
Slap Me Around and Call Me Susan is a core memory.
Now, I told you.
I warned you, Susan. The fucking robot with a J3.
J5.
J5, there it is.
My nigga J5. Man.
3J.
It's some 90s ass names. Like, they be throwing J's at random names with numbers. 3J, J5.
Jykel Morton.
All right,
man. the best hoopskeball player to ever live. But today's actual topic is, it was spawned by TikTok, who was going through their own wellspring of fucking problems right now.
Yeah, man.
Crazy, but like, things I'm afraid to say as a black person. Ooh. For context, the original video came from a woman, and it's basically like two slides. On the first slide, it's things I'm afraid to say as a black person, and then on the second slide is, I don't like being around, you know, ghetto people.
Mm.
Did not specify a race, nothing. Just said, I don't like being in spaces with ghetto people. And of course, a lot of the comments were like, yo, me too, I feel that. And then, you know, as with any black topic, there has to be think pieces and like 3-minute yap session videos about how it's whitewashed or steeped in inherent racism. And like, you could really go either direction with that particular point. Mm-hmm. But I don't want to just dwell on that. The core thing is, like, there were a lot of like follow-up videos that were just like, you know, shit that black people are afraid to say. And some of them bitches got like incredibly real, like just raw. And I know I shared a sentiment with a couple of them, but like, nigga, we could all I think there's all things that like, just growing up, you didn't want to bring attention to. Cause I mean, we're all 30 plus.
Yeah.
I ain't afraid to say shit.
Like, it's like, whatever.
I can fight and I got a gun. Like, when, if it's really that deep, we got two options.
Right.
But like, one of the things that I saw was like, I was I was afraid to tell my family that I was an atheist. And you know, I get that shit, cause like, religion is
heavy
in black household.
Black community.
Yeah. Like, that nigga, here that shit got the black community in a 1080 deal. Mm-hmm. Like, what the fuck has religion done for us on the grand scheme that we just cannot exist outside of it?
There's literally the fear of God. Like, that has been implanted into our communities, especially as like, you know, a control type deal.
Yeah.
Since like, you know, slavery.
But
it's always been a tool to manipulate and control when we kind of look at it from the outside looking in. It's like, you know, black people like growing up in shit that their parents, that they thought that was just the right thing to do. It's like, right. Well, we want to have some sort of value system, so they drug us to church, knowing damn well they didn't want to be there like that.
Yeah.
But it's also not just the religiosity that you see in the black community, but also it's the unquestioned.
The dogma.
The dogmatic belief.
Yeah, I'm like, you
can't. Religious belief in the black community, because I know when I went out, my mom as an atheist, I still remember the day. She did not take it well.
Of course not.
You know? But it's one of those things that is so ingrained in the community. It's like you almost feel not ashamed, but like, you feel as though you're the one rocking the boat, even though you're just living your own life.
I mean, there's an expectation that comes with being black here, too.
Yeah.
Like, you're expected to follow some level of template.
Oh my God, nigga, that's an episode. Yeah. Put that shit in your notepad, nigga. That is a fucking episode. Yeah,
we just
dog.
Talk about the templates that are
available. That are laid before us. And I, like, to your point, John, like, I was the first, let me rephrase that. I was the first, like, openly a lot of things in my fucking family.
Right.
And like, I still haven't crossed over into like full-blown atheism,
right,
but yeah. It's just like, you know, I definitely like fall more in line with like agnostic. Mm-hmm. Like I'm not opposed to the idea of like a higher system or a higher being, but I'm also not a science denier.
Yeah.
Like there's shit that clearly happens that can all be explained. And like if your reasoning as a religious person for something that you don't understand is God made it that way, or God doesn't want me to understand that, I can't get with that. I need, if I'm not gonna do something, I need a concrete, like, infallible reason to not do that shit.
Yeah, no. Concept of sin isn't going to work here.
Because it's what the fuck is it? It's some type of fallacy. It's not Occam's razor. It's another one. I can't remember the name of it, but it's like, you know, God either isn't all powerful or all good.
It's one of those.
And
omnipotent.
Yeah.
He can't be all knowing. And he can't be all powerful at the same time.
Yeah, because like there's just so much shit that goes into like the way that like black people that follow religion live their lives. And it's across every religion. Like, not all black people are Christian, but like whenever niggas go like full blown Muslim, like, I don't eat pork, but unprotected sex and lean, just fine. A-okay.
It's too much picking and choosing.
It is.
That, and with the clip that Christianity permeates our communities, a lot of these people that are in charge of said communities and said churches be corrupt as fuck.
Yeah. Like, to the core.
Like, that's a big problem, man. Not, like, you know, niggas don't say enough about that either.
Nah, niggas don't say shit. Cause like motherfuckers be knowing, man. Like
they be working in the treasury with these niggas. They be seeing where the money's fucking going.
It's like the old pastor of my grandma's church. Like, fam, this nigga like cheated on his wife multiple times. Everybody knew, and then it's like, I'm gonna try to duck behind like religion, or like, I'm not strong enough in my faith, and that's why I did it. And I'm like,
ain't you supposed to be fired?
Yeah, I was like, at the very least, can y'all like,
you supposed to
swap this nigga the fuck out for somebody
else?
You
supposed to get downsized, my nigga. Yeah. Like, you supposed to be in charge of a flock of people,
and that nigga
in charge of their quote unquote salvation.
And he was the pastor until he fucking died, and that's like the only reason they got somebody else. And I'm like, fam, what are we doing? So it's just like that conversation is very hard to have with black folks, and I don't talk about it for real,
because
my family was the same way. Like, my mom didn't really have like a crazy reaction to it, but like I knew she was disappointed, I think is the word, or confused maybe. Dad couldn't say shit, because that nigga, he stopped going to church like a long time ago. Like, he's still religious, but he don't go to church like that. So it's just like, oh, okay, whatever. And mom, that nigga just, I knew, because we ain't talked for like a month after that.
Yeah.
But I'm like, nigga, you got to live your life just like I got to live mine, man. Yeah. Like, and I'm not finna, if I ever have kids, I'm not finna force these niggas
to go to church.
Yeah, to do what I do.
I'm not finna, you know, waste their time like mine got wasted.
Yeah. Cause
I have told my parents to their face that they wasted my fucking Sundays growing up.
And the other thing with that, being a neurodivergent kid.
Yeah, like, fuck, bro, it's a lot of fuck out of here.
Bro, church is hell. And I thought, initially, before I, like, found out what that shit was, and, like, way before I got the actual diagnosis, I was just like, bro, why the fuck can't I stay open for church? Like, I can stay open when I go to the movies. I can stay open at family functions. I can stay woke. Yeah. I can stay woke at family functions. I can stay woke in school for the most part. I can stay woke when I'm playing video games. This is the only place besides my bed that I consistently go to sleep in.
I hate it going every week.
Yeah, every fucking week.
Every week.
And especially if, like, mom felt like she needed a recharge and we went Sunday fucking night. I'm like, my nigga, I got school.
All right.
I don't, I, like that shit just eats up so much of your fucking free time as a kid.
Oh,
cause like Monday through Friday, I'm in school and extracurriculars. Saturday, niggas want to clean up the house.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday, got to go to church at 9:30 in the morning and then hope that you don't want to go back at 6.
And then like
and then go right back to that same fucking schedule. Yeah.
And then if you're part of like church things, there's rehearsals and
yeah.
shit.
Yeah, oh no, we went to non-denominational church. That was my mom saving us from her church childhood.
Wow.
Because like we didn't go to like a Baptist church. We went to a predominantly white non-denominational. We was in that bitch at 9:30. Every Sunday we was out by 11:15.
I probably wouldn't be anti-religion.
I'd have been all right, probably. I'd probably still be going.
Yeah, fuck that. Get here at 8, leave at 2 bullshit, nigga. That's a job, nigga.
Like, I'm
that's
showing
a
up.
Shift.
Niggas is leaving church at around 2 or 3. I'm pissed.
Nah. Because that's the whole day, bro.
Like, my whole day is gone.
Nothing is already popping on Sunday. But on top of that, if there was something happening, you niggas then wasted 6 hours of my fucking Sunday, and I'm in here in these fucking clothes because apparently come as you are, but not like that.
Oh yeah,
like,
no, that's a thing. Yeah, no t-shirts and cargo shorts. Yeah,
I was so glad when I was so glad every Sunday we didn't go to grandma's church. Because I was like, nigga, it's AC in this bitch for one.
Oh, yeah.
Like, nigga, there is no reason that this church that was built in the 60s that you motherfuckers have been paying money into at
all
that point
years.
For 40, 50 fucking years
ain't
got no central fucking AC.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, nigga, I was an adult by the time you niggas got an AC unit.
When we were going on to my grandma's church, she stayed down in Florida. We went over to her grandma's church. Holy shit. Small... No AC, like...
Out in the country, man.
Out in the country, man. Like, just in Florida heat.
Yeah.
Not the regular heat, but the Florida-ass humid heat.
I was about to say, nigga, that shit just... Time just stands still in that
But
bitch,
if you
bro.
Get... But, like, we have... You must have been too lucky not to nomination, or your mom spares your ass, because we had Sunday, we had Monday night prayer, every now and then we had a Tuesday thing. We had Wednesday night Bible study every week.
Yep.
Thursdays was like kids' night, like once a month or something like that. Once you got older, like 13 or 14, now you get to go to the men's meeting, which is like one of those things. So we had to go to that shit, man. Hey, man. Fucking New Year's?
Revival?
New Year's
revival, yeah.
My mom still goes to them shits every New Year's.
Just be there, fuck that noise. Scared of shit leading up to 11:59, man.
Fuck that shit.
Oh, my God.
Like, I was like, niggas be praying like the world about to end.
I went to one, and I told, like, one of the kids there, I was like, man, at this point, honestly, I hope we die on New Year's. like this shit, like, to never do this again, I hope we fucking perish.
Mm-hmm.
And, like... That is just, it's just like the conversations that need to happen in this community around religion are like
non-existent,
mountainous.
It is literally either you agree with this
or you're wrong.
Get the fuck out.
Or you're wrong, you're wrong. I don't want to hear you. Like, motherfucker, like religion has separated families, nigga.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, bro, you should never let something that's not like directly affecting the family come between you and your fucking family. That's like, y'all, of course there's nuance there, but I'm like, for the most part, nigga, that's arbitrary.
I'm like, I am not loyal to these church people. I don't give a
At
fuck
all.
About these niggas. They don't
At
give a
all.
Fuck about us either.
And
like, my family will not be led by church people because those niggas are corrupt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Like, straight up.
Nah, another thing that, like, in the same vein of being afraid to say to black people is stop forcing your fucking children to do things you think they should do outside of, like, you know, the obvious, like going to school or paying attention or learning like life skills.
Right.
Stop putting your children in programs that they clearly have no fucking interest in. Like, again, it started for me anyway, it really started in church. Cause like sports, I wanted to play sports. I wanted to do shit up to a certain point when I found, like, once I was like had self actualization and I was like, you know, this shit cool sometimes. I don't know if I want to dedicate this much time to it, but, you know, right. I play this shit like, you know, if niggas is out playing it. Mm-hmm. But it really started for fucking, again, church. Because once I turned like 13, that was when I started going to public school. Mm-hmm. So, like, I definitely got, like, exposure to, like, different walks of life and just different shit. And then you wanted me to go hang out with these white people who have seen, like, we are the entire black population of this church. Like, this, we are their exposure to the outside world. And honestly, like, I don't think I'm a very good benchmark for real, because I say nigga and I cuss, but I'm also still going to church.
Yeah.
It's very weird to them. I have nothing in common with any, like, it was just, these are your fucking Lululemon white people. I have nothing in common with anybody down here except the one biracial kid and the three women who want to have their first nigger experience. That is all I have in common with everybody in this fucking youth group. Besides that, I don't want to talk to these niggas. Like, you put me in there with them for an hour every Sunday, and then when we have something like a fucking group trip or a lock-in, oh my god, I'm so fucking bored, man.
Like,
you ever have those overnight kid things?
I had like one lock-in growing up. Like, the original church I went to, the only thing that was good about it was like the friends that I had there.
Right.
Like, there are people that I effectively grew up with. That's the only saving grace of that experience.
That's the same with me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just, I have folks that I know that I've met or that I grew up with basically in church, because we would all do the same shit.
Like nerdy stuff.
Like, we had a nerdy friend at school or at church. And then after church, you're just one of my best friends to this day. We'd be outside talking about the Lazy Yu-Gi-Oh episodes or Metabots.
Mm.
He was a collector of Metabots, and we would be trading parts. And that would be our shit after church. During church, just sleep.
Yeah.
Just sleep.
Like, or disinterest on my part.
Like, supreme disinterest.
Like, this shit is boring. Either that, or I've been going for years. What else is there for me to learn here?
And the force to try and force you into, like, the believing. Like, when they do the thing where, like, does anybody have a testimony? What? And your mom looks at you.
Man, I wouldn't stare at her, nigga.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Fuck. What are we doing?
I went to school this week.
I ain't got shit to say.
Well, I got
a decent grade on a paper. What, you want me to tell people that?
You got a testimony, nigga. I am 10.
These people don't care about me or us.
No, but they care about you playing along and being part of the thing, being participating. That way, that they know you're gonna be.
I don't care about looking good for other people. I realized early on, I don't give a fuck about those people or their opinions, because fuck them.
They will do the optics, nigga.
Like, get off my dick. Like, if you feel like I should have something, give it to me, nigga.
Because, like, there was one instance that, like, there's, like, you know, when niggas get touched and they fucking start seizing because filled with the Holy Ghost, and they can touch my head, and I just stayed there. I'm like, my nigga, what's supposed to happen right now, bro?
Am I supposed to pretend to fall over?
Like, all you did was put your hand on my forehead, which is...
I fell over. I pretended.
I ain't do that shit.
Yeah,
you
know,
I was standing up there with my arms crossed, like...
I got that little blanket that they covered you up to with, too.
Good nap.
Yeah.
Good motherfucking nap.
Oh, but, you know, you play alone. I never pretended to speak in tongues.
No, hell
I can. Oh, my God.
Fuck no.
I remember there was, like, because my mom would always play these religious shows before church. It was, like, torture. But there was this one preacher who wanted to prove that tongues was an actual language and that you could understand what a person is saying. And I remember that is, like, one of the very first moments as a child, my skepticism just kicked in. Because he sat there and spoke in tongues, handed the mic off to one of his people up front, and they were acting like they knew exactly what he was saying and repeated it back to him. And I'm like, no, I think this is bullshit.
It's like, you know what? That seems scripted.
This seems a little off.
That seems very heavily scripted.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just fucking another. Oh man, I got because that nigga did. What the fuck did you say earlier about the template? Yes, God,
nigga,
yeah.
Templates.
Stop. Yeah, you could probably like take over that shit, but like, nigga, stop trying to box niggas in. Stop trying to put niggas into a box of your understanding. Like, people are incredibly complex for the most part.
Nuanced.
Yeah, like, there is no right way to be black. Like, I sincerely believe that. Like, because you're making niggas basically carbon copies of each other. Mm-hmm. When you isolate fucking statistics or metrics, rather, when you isolate like black metrics down to like a straight line that somebody can walk, like you take it away from all the flair and flavor that makes us what we are.
Yeah.
Like you can, and again, tie back into the original, like the whole fucking ghetto shit. I was like, nigga, anybody that lives in the ghetto is a ghetto motherfucker. Like, for better or worse. You could be a hood nigga or you could be a nigga that live in the hood.
Yes.
I was a nigga that lived in the hood. I never engaged in like real street life shit. Like none of that bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
I never did any of that. And I was around people that did it.
Absolutely.
And you know, I saw what they did. I ain't trying to stop niggas because, like, nigga, I was a fucking kid. That, I was a teenager.
Right.
You know, like, you niggas know what y'all are doing, obviously. Like, y'all have made it this far.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't try to say, hey, man, that's not very cool. And I think I think I'm having an epiphany because a lot of, like, certain people that, like, think that ghetto is inherently black are really like denied a part of their culture, so it's scary. Cause most of the niggas that grew up in the hood or a ghetto or lower income parts of town aren't really afraid of those people.
Yeah,
they, outside right. of like
they
you
just,
know,
they like, just like at worst keep their head on a swivel,
yeah.
and you know just kind of keep eyes out on their surroundings and shit.
Oh yeah, you know your spots, you
like,
know where to go.
At worst, but like, being scared of like actual people from there, most of the time people ain't really gonna fuck with you unless you doing
some shit,
being a dickhead.
Yeah, God, but especially if you're a fucking woman, man. Like, hood niggas really don't fuck with women like that. They really don't. Like, straight up. And you know, seeing it come from like black people that have never been around that,
it's a place of, they just have no concept of.
Yeah, yeah. You don't understand it.
They got their knowledge of black people in lower areas from movies.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, they have a concept. It's just not a concept based out of reality.
My shit don't pop off every day.
Oh, right. But the way that they think about it, they think every day is boys in the hood.
Because, like, even from a, like, a black perspective, nigga, the hood is unbound by respectability politics, so they don't really have to conform to what some black people would consider the ideal black mold. And I'm like, even unless you're like outright, you know, trashing the race, like on some Jesse Peterson or Candace Owens shit, all black people are black. Like preppy black people, the niggas with fades and suits, like Hotep niggas. Like, I don't agree with, like, you know, obviously, like, we can have a disagreement on fucking
ideas,
lifestyles and ideas, but like, nigga, you're still black.
And there's no way to reject that.
Yeah, like, you can't really codify that shit though. Like, even with, you know, hood niggas or like suburban motherfuckers. Less.
That means I'm blacker to you. I'm like, you know what? That's internalized white supremacy. Congratulations.
Thank you for telling me that, like, I'm not valid if I don't struggle. God forbid, struggle as much as the next man. And we do that shit a lot too, man. Niggas compare themselves to each other
You know,
way too fucking often.
I realized I hate to bring them in this shit.
That nigga finna cook.
But white people do that shit too with each other.
Oh yeah.
They just do that and call each other, like, themselves rednecks and shit.
Yeah,
like,
it's very classist.
People wanna be proud to be trash, but be rich.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't fucking get it. I guess it's the American dream or whatever. But, you know, shut the fuck up. Literally let people live their lives.
Yeah.
Like, just because a nigga had a little bit more than you, that doesn't make them inherently better than you.
Yeah. Or any less fucking black.
Yeah. No, you called it right. It's class. It's classist thinking. Mm. Very classist thinking. Like, the same way with, like, you know, like, with the way that I speak.
Doesn't you talk make me white. Black.
Yeah, you talk white.
Because only white people have access to dictionaries and enunciation.
When I tell them that where I grew up and that I've been a part of the city, and they're just like, no.
You don't sound like you're from there.
Yeah, somebody actually came up and was just like, what part of the north are you from? You know, just assumed out of nowhere.
Like, I'm sorry I sound like this. I'm neurodivergent and I got an education.
Yeah, my bad.
Yeah, and it's not even just like crazy education. It's just, you know.
Speech pattern, man.
Yeah, I don't look down at somebody like that speaks in more AAVE or whatever.
Yeah, because we can understand it.
It's language.
Yeah, we get it.
Yeah.
I know what you're saying. Thank you.
Yeah, but you don't look down on it, brother.
No, like my years of experience have led me to know that some of the best talking motherfuckers are dumb. And some of the worst talking motherfuckers, they'd be some of the smartest or more in tune or locked in people that you can run into.
Not how you say it, but it's what you're saying.
Yeah. What you're saying ain't got no fucking context. No fucking substance.
What's fucking me up nowadays, as we're getting older, the people that we have, like, either grown up with or been exposed to, they're not learning nothing.
No.
They're, like, still set in their ways. They're still spouting the same shit that they grew up seeing. And it's sad. Like, I kind of feel bad for some of those people.
I don't.
Like, you know.
Empathy jar ran out for, like, able niggas a long time ago, bro.
Because I'm like, you're still going on like this. You're still judging people like this.
Judging people, period.
Like,
but like, motherfucker, there is way too much information that is free
like
for y'all to be the way that you are.
I got experience for you. Like, there is a white woman that I was cool with when I was working at Tesis. And I'm like, you know, she's basically a fucking coal miner. So she fucking loves niggas and has a biracial son.
Power coal. His name Jaden?
Probably. Like, who fucking knows? This girl, I run into her again when I'm DJing at Outskirts. Like, Outskirts is a white-coated bar, but, you know, I'm able to play anywhere.
Yeah.
Like, I've been playing it for, like, a minute. One of my promoter friends and old girl shows up, and then my promoter friend, who's black, is having a good time. She's just bought in. She's singing karaoke, drinking drinks or whatever. But the white girl is acting all stank and acting like she's having a horrible time. So I try to talk to her. I'm like, hey, you know, you all right? Like, what's going on? She's like, yeah, this does seem like your kind of crowd. And I literally just, I squinted. I looked at her. I'm like, you know what? And I just kind of walked off.
That's crazy coming from.
I deleted her from everything.
That's crazy coming from a clear woman.
Because like, it took everything in me to not cuss that bitch out.
Yeah.
Because it was the most ignorant thing that she ever told me, and one of the most ignorant things I ever heard in my life.
Yeah.
Talking about, I'm trying to court. First of all, I play to whatever crowd I'm playing to.
Right.
If I'm at a white bar, I'm not finna be playing all, like, the hits that will go off in another place.
The Negro spirituals.
But, like, she wants to be so tied to whatever perception of black culture that there is that she's trying to uphold all the toxic shit that, you know, that's popular.
Just outsider.
And I'm like, you know what? Whatever.
Yeah, like, it's... So,
You know, I didn't cuss her out. I didn't talk to her crazy. I briefly thought about it, but I'm like, you know what? She's not even fucking worth it. I feel bad for her son.
Like, it's quite literally an outsider's perspective. And
you want to know the fucked up part? Like, I was actually checking in on her when she was in an abusive relationship with her baby daddy. I was looking out for her.
Should have stayed.
And then she just... I'm not going to agree with you there.
That's fine.
Like, but I'm not going to disagree with you either.
I'm not expecting you to, bro. Like, I should have stayed.
But I'm like, you know, being on that type of time, like, nah, you're...
This is your crowd, nigga. This is how you ended up where you are, nigga. Like, trying to
kick it with, like, the most stereotypical nigga ever, probably.
Right. The hoodlums.
But, you know, what do I know?
And I say that with love and understanding. I ran with them niggas. So whenever I say, like, hoodlums or ne'er-do-wells, I promise you it is 100% in jest.
Like, I've kicked it with a variety of people throughout my life.
Because, like, niggas are multifaceted, bro. And, like, I hate that we don't understand that. Like, we could all go hang out with a group of gamers the same way we could go hang out with a group of hoopers, the same way we could go hang out with a bunch of suits, nigga. Like, it's I don't treat nobody different.
Right.
I don't. And, like, I don't, you know, like, I'm cautious of people because people are people, right?
Right.
But, like, the way, like, the fucking the no true Scotsman shit, like, it permeates every layer of niggadom.
Yep.
It does, because, like, niggas on the game be like, man, I don't play that shit. All I play is Call of Duty and 2K. You're not a real gamer if you're not playing Call of Duty and 2K.
You know what? Take that shit over there. Like, you know, if you're going to buy a $500 console and only,
for the,
you know,
same game,
pay $70 or maybe about $140.
That's cool.
Like, twice a year for Call of Duty and whatever sport you like. That, you could do that, but you gotta shut the fuck up when it's time to talk about general gaming.
Because I'm like, my general mantra regarding, like, most shit, or especially discussion, is like, you can cook whatever you want to, but when you bring it to the table, niggas are going to talk about it.
Right. Sure.
Like, you, if all you want to play is one genre of game, cool. But don't bring your goofy ass over here talking about, man, like, is it just me or does gaming not hit like it used to?
Oh,
motherfucker.
Yeah.
You were 15 with unlimited access to a whole bunch of shit that you didn't have to pay for.
Yep.
Video games are not going, unless you have, like, some sort of, like, deep attachment to the franchise, video games for most people are not going to hit at 35 the way they did when you were 16.
Yeah,
like shit's just fucking different. And, like, a lot of niggas are just, like, so narrowed in their fucking vision of gaming anyway. I'm like, nigga, there's no way you could have lived through all of last year and up to this point this year and be like, man, it just ain't shit to play.
Yeah.
Ain't no way. I'm like, it's impossible.
You don't like video games anymore.
Right.
That's all. It's okay.
That is fine.
But they look for excuses.
Yeah, it's clearly the medium's problem.
Oh, yeah, no.
It's the industry's issue.
Yeah, no, I would be playing more video games if it wasn't for the fact that they had all these black women in there now.
Okay. Oh, it's woke now.
I was about to say he ain't wrong. Like, that's why I dropped my water. Like, that nigga's not wrong, bro. Like, you niggas have gotten in, like, sidebar to the topic, but, like, you niggas have gotten incredibly weird when, like, anybody at this point, it used to be like anybody other than a white dude. Now it's like anybody other than a dude is the protagonist or has a prominent role. Like, motherfuckers constantly bringing up old girl from Aloy, like, her looks. Mm-hmm. I'm like, fam, this is a white woman surviving in a post-apocalyptic world. She's not gonna look like, put the porn down.
Yeah.
She's not gonna look like the bitches that's all over your IG explore page.
Also, why should every woman in every medium ever turn you on?
Exactly. I'm like, bro, I don't play Tekken to come, bro. Like, I really don't, nigga. Like, you motherfuckers is just weird as fuck about, like, the outfit changes that they make in fighting games. Y'all, bro, you're sexless. Get some ass. consensually, please.
Or really just kill yourself.
Or that. Like, you know, just, like, lose your life. Unfortunately.
I feel nothing for those people.
I really don't, man. Because, like, Nick, y'all get on...
You're a waste of internet space. You're a waste of Wi-Fi.
Y'all get on the internet. Data. Y'all get on the internet and fucking chat, bro.
I'm so tired of gamers.
Porn addicts?
I'm not tired of gamers.
I'm tired of porn addicts that have hobbies.
It's like... The superiority of the Japanese design in this Blue Archive game.
Okay.
This is what the thin Japan niggas.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all.
This is the reason why Western games are falling off.
Hey, y'all.
Shut the fuck up, man.
Nigga over there glazing a country he ain't never been to.
Exactly.
What a fucking loser, dog. Yeah,
you're not.
And like, it's so fucking crazy because like I never, in my experience. It is anecdotal, it is subjective, but I never see women saying stupid shit like this. I really don't. Shout out to the women, man.
Yeah.
Because, like, there's, like, the argument that, like, women are fucking getting less and less attractive in video games, nigga. Like, bro, get out of the metaverse. When was the last time you met a bitch? Like, right. real life women... are not like video game women.
Yeah.
Okay? Like, everybody does not need to be like a 10 out of 10 molded to you, the gamer's specific taste in women.
But that's the whole point.
We can suspend our reality.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're breaking my suspension of disbelief.
The reality argument.
You're probably a faceless white person with the Avi online. Shut up. Pay the $40. Whatever you gotta do, man.
I really don't understand you niggas.
I'm beyond exhausted.
Yeah. Like, do you motherfuckers like pull up to your local with the lotion and your dick out? Like, what are we talking about, man?
It's both like
the blatant fucking misogyny or like the alt-right pipeline that I see niggas going down, that's paramount to everything else. But, like, after that, it's the leaps in logic. Like, damn, bro. This woman that fights metal monsters for a living, or, God, when Last of Us 2 came out, mm-hmm. I was like, this woman that is surviving and, like, taking care of a colony is muscular. If you find this woman...
attractive.
If you find this... zombie apocalypse survivor attractive, you might be gay, fam. An attraction to the opposite sex can never be gay. I'm gonna take it a step further.
Uh-huh.
Any sexual act involving the opposite sex is not gay.
Yeah, that, okay? That's by definition.
Like, it doesn't matter it is.
If you are gay, you're homosexual. Homosexual means one gender.
I like what I have. That is what homosexuality is.
You are locked in.
Yeah.
With the gender you say.
Like, you got a dick? Neat. I like that. That's what being attracted to, like, fit women or, like, tomboy. There's this shit going on the internet. Like, where, like, people, and this is Southern Pride, Bars and Stars, Rodam coming out.
Right.
But, like, there are people seeing, like, women who own land or, like, who have a partner and they own land together doing manual labor.
Yeah.
Saying tomboys are gross. And I'm like, fam, we grew up, we are Southern. It's just a regular day for us. Because I'm like, that motherfucker be out there in boots and jeans and a tank top, turn right back around, put on the fucking heels and dress.
Exactly.
It's the same bitch, bro. Mm-hmm. It's the same bitch, man. I swear, I promise you it is. And again, like, I feel like I'm talking from a place of privilege sometimes because I'm like, you got to be a weak motherfucker to find a little bit of muscle definition.
Yeah.
Could make you gay.
Yeah.
On a woman.
Like, you see, like, the jacked arms, like, and you start thinking about men.
Yeah, you're a faggot, dude.
Yeah, you're just like, already, you like, are already gay.
Again, I can say it, okay? You are a fucking queer, bro. I promise you. Like, it's, and that's fine. Welcome home. But like, any, I don't get it, bro. Like, how the fuck are you, how the fuck do you see a woman's facial features, titties, vagina?
Yeah.
Fuck that. She got abs showing.
Yeah.
She's a man.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Yeah. No, it's
video game
niggas. I don't get it either. It's video game niggas.
I hate, like, gamers, bro.
Yeah.
Man, I promise you, I hate gamers.
Been on the internet way too long.
I hate gamers.
Man, I'm tired of online discourse.
I'm tired of online, honestly.
I really want to take a long break from social media.
I think, I honestly, like, genuinely think if I might delete Facebook next year. Like, just straight up. Because, like, if I didn't have the following I had and shit to promote, I'd have been off that shit.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Same thing with Twitter. Like, nigga, if old boy don't perish or relinquish control of this site, bro, I might just be off Twitter.
Yeah.
Because I ain't no reason that every time I log in, I have to, like, refresh or close the app 7 times before it loads my fucking timeline.
That's crazy.
That never happened when Jack was in charge.
Yeah, let alone that all the unrelated ads.
Yeah, like, if I'm getting crypto, like, ads, nigga,
crypto,
like,
crypto's ads?
Been over for like 4 years, man.
Fucking right wing fucking politician.
Yeah.
Ads?
Yeah, you already,
like,
know.
How,
like, fam, what is
wrong with your algorithm?
If you didn't get into crypto before COVID, like, there's nothing in crypto for you right now.
Yeah.
Straight up. It's just not. Like,
right.
I had Doge. I told everybody about Doge.
Mm-hmm.
I sold my Doge.
Yeah.
I have not looked at crypto since I sold all my Doge.
Yeah.
Like, let's be incredibly fucking real. Like, I just, the only real social sites that I'll probably be on is just, like, streaming, honestly. Mm-hmm. Streaming and YouTube. Because, like, this shit is cooked, bro.
Yeah.
This shit is fucking cooked, man. What else did you guys have that y'all are afraid to say as a black man's, as a black people? That went on. That little sidebar went on for a minute. I had to cook. My bad.
No, you're good. I mean, hey, man.
It needs to be said.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes we have these special episodes where we just, like, lock in on a vibe.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, glad you was able to cook. Glad you was able to handle what you needed to handle.
Hell yeah.
I don't really have too much I'm afraid to say. I just don't really talk to too many people anyway, so.
Mm.
You know, people that don't feel like they... If I don't feel like you passed a vibe test, I'm probably not talking to you anyway.
Real.
Like, I don't talk much. And I don't really like wasting my words on people that are bullheaded.
Yeah.
So I don't talk to too many people.
Because that's another thing, man. Like, I think I've, like, used my fucking mute button consistently this year.
Yeah.
Because there was a situation. There were two situations, really. The first one was some fucking nerd shit. It was over Sonic. And I'm like, you didn't see it, so I'm going to give you context for it. The nigga said that Super Sonic.
Okay.
Get me now. The nigga said, this was all after Toriyama's passing.
Yeah,
the
yeah.
nigga said that Super Sonic was not inspired by Super Saiyan.
Brother.
And tried to go back and forth with me. Tried to go back and forth with me about the shit. And I'm like, fam, it's outside of the obvious. How is it not? That's the thing that I do now. I don't go straight into, like, proving niggas wrong because I want to understand why you think what you think.
Right.
So I'm like, how is it not inspired? Oh, the concept was there in Sonic 1. It never made it past the planning phase. Next. What now? And I'm like, you motherfuckers, like, people want hyper-specific proof to their understanding.
Right.
And I'm like, nigga, I'm not finna argue with you. Because I can't call Yuji Naka or Totani to go to your doorstep and tell you, hey, Super Sonic was inspired by Super Saiyan Goku. I'm not... I can't do that, I'm not finna do that with you niggas. So I'm gonna go ahead and mute you up for the one time.
Yeah.
Like, I'm gonna go ahead and do that. Nigga, you can argue with your 200 followers, whatever.
Yeah.
Do what you gotta do, man.
That's insane.
Yeah. Honestly. And the other one was just like some really basic, I'm a woman, here's what a man does. Hey, man, that's cool that you want that to happen, but like, that's what you want your man to do. I can't tell you how to be a real woman or what a real woman is more than you can tell me how to be a man or what a real man is. Cause again, just boils down to fucking preference. Like, everybody likes different shit. Everybody has different expectations from their partner, but I'm not finna do this shit with you online. Mm-hmm. I'm just fucking not.
Yeah.
And both of them were in the same vein of people being either unable to understand what you're saying or committed to misunderstanding what you're saying.
Yeah.
Because I speak very clearly. Like, I don't mince words. There isn't a lot of room for like mistranslation.
Yeah.
In what I fucking say. And that's intentional, and I'm very aware of it. That's why I say the shit that I say. So for you to not only misunderstand it, have me offer you clarification, and you still don't want to move from your point? Cool, bro.
That's exactly.
I don't have the time I did when I was 20. You might be a fucking Facebook fiend. I don't have that time no more.
Yeah.
I have other shit to do, people and things to take care of.
Man,
mute. I'm going on about my fucking day.
I'm like, I see enough bitching. I'm like, you're just gonna get unfriended and shit.
I'm like, nigga, you get three responses out of me, because like, I'm not. It may be arrogance, but right. I'm like, nigga, if after three full blown responses from me, you either still don't understand. Or you want to like just defiantly argue against what was said? Cause I only really like interject or like correct somebody if they're objectively wrong about something.
I was about to say, especially when you're talking about matter of fact.
Yeah, like kind of situations. Like, you can have whatever fucking opinion you want
to. I don't give a fuck like, about it. Like,
yeah, but like when you speak on something that I know, whether that be through lived experience or just factual existence, is wrong. Or is right, depending on the context of the conversation, I'm gonna say something.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you might have gotten away with being loud and wrong before, but like, if I see the shit, like, you know, I ain't gonna be a dick about it. I'm gonna be like, hey, you know, this is, you know, XYZ, what you said isn't true.
Right.
Or like, what you may have some type of misunderstanding on it.
Mm.
But I don't go out of my way to just, you know, put my glasses on and well actually, I don't do that shit. I just don't. But nigga, when I speak, I'm right. Like, I could say that with like 100% impunity, nigga. Like, when I speak on something, I am usually right about the something, given the nuance of the conversation. Like, I don't think I'm right about everything, obviously.
But I'm having a train of thought behind shit that
nigga,
I say.
I have done
if I'm gonna bring something up.
Like, I've done and experienced a lot of shit in 32 years. I can talk at length about most things
mm-hmm.
with like, you know, tangible evidence to that. But some of you niggas just be like, oh, okay. Like with the fucking we talked about it. The Game Awards. The PlayStation shit.
Oh,
we're like, buddy was just like, damn, all them nominations and no awards. I'm like, brother, it's been 10. It's been 10 of them boys since you niggas made an appearance. What are we doing? Like, had you just said, I didn't care for Spider-Man, I ain't got shit to say to that. I can't, nor am I going to try to convince you that you should be interested in Spider-Man.
Yeah.
I'm just not going to do it. But to sit here and act like you have a position or authority on something that you don't have the position or authority on, I take issue with that. It's personal. It's personal at that point. Like, it really is. And again, not going to be a dick the first time. I escalate accordingly.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's one thing that I've learned to do over my life is escalate when it's time to escalate.
But, you know, considering, like, how you go about things, like, speaking clearly and actually fucking, like, having backup, like, sources and things for things, that's being a dick.
Oh, yeah, clearly.
Yeah, that's...
Right, I forgot. We're in the new internet.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, having being correct.
How dare you not only retort, but have proof that I can't outright invalidate.
Exactly.
You're a nerd. You're online too much.
Yeah.
At your big age. I'm like, fam, who the fuck do you think makes these things that you enjoy?
Exactly.
Do you think a 15-year-old, especially a Gen Alpha 15-year-old, made TikTok? made Avengers Endgame? Mm. Who the fuck you think is making this shit?
Just grown-ass people. Like, yeah, no. This, you can't just speak and actually be well thought out in your opinion.
Nah, no, man.
Yeah, no.
It's the children that are wrong.
Yeah.
Oh my god, man. That's... I've yapped, bro. I've absolutely chatted today, man.
Good job, man. Good job, lad. Yeah,
thanks, man. Thanks,
you know what I'm saying? Like, not enough black people really get too many safe spaces to be able to express this sentiment, especially with being frustrated with the culture not being accommodating towards them, especially like neurodivergent black people. Like, I felt this probably should be like maybe a subcategory of podcasts we do of being black and neurodivergent, high key.
Hell yeah.
Because, like, you know, all these fucking stereotypes and templates that they give us, they don't really fit for niggas like us.
Exactly. And then when they can't attach one to us, oh boy, the mistreatment.
Like, yes, sir.
Because I'm like, nigga, I can tell you it's some instances within my own family where I was just like, I can look back on it now and be like, oh man, neurodivergent moment. It's just like, you know, it's very weird to like kind of have the ability to just like understand somebody from just a few minutes of conversation. And I thought that shit was normal. Like, I can usually tell, like, what type of timing somebody's on, what their character is, from about 15, 20 minutes of talking to them.
Right.
And that shit sucks when you can identify your own family.
Yeah.
Like, it really do, because, like, it's certain folks in my family, like, I love you, you cool, you family, but, like, nigga, you have nothing to offer me, same way I don't have shit to offer you. Like, there's nothing that we could, like, realistically sit down and have an engaging conversation about. Because a lot of you niggas are, like, self-centered or you're trauma bonded to somebody. Like, yeah, it's crazy, man. It ain't.
It never is.
Because, like, we might have to. We might just have to make that shit, like, a sub-genre of fucking podcast.
Like, a sub-series, like, every often.
Just talk about like weird nigga experiences. But that's it for today, man. Head on over to the Patreon. $5. It's cheaper than most value menu items now, and you get way more.
Very depressing.
Price doesn't inflate.
Multiple
given the time of the day.
Yeah, it's been $5. How long have we been doing this shit? Almost 2 years. Right. It's been $5 for almost 2 years.
Give us the money for the equivalent of 3 Grapeicos now.
Right, 3 used to be your Grapeico or your grit money. It's definitely like McDouble and cup of water money now.
Like, it's half a bowl of grits now.
Yeah,
cheese.
That shit is in. So I knew the game was fucked up because, like, I just had, like, an inebriated craving for Crystal one day. And I was like, yeah, you know, let me get what I normally get. Motherfucker, that shit was $9. I'm like, inflation is so real.
Mm-hmm.
If Crystal, like, because it used to be, like, 6 after some tax. I'm a fat nigga. I know the price.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm like, nigga, $10 at the Ristles, nigga?
Yeah.
$10 at the K-Ristle, bruh.
Yeah.
It's cooked, nigga. It is cooked. I know niggas in like New York, California, and Hawaii hating this shit right now. Got to be hating this shit.
Oh yeah.
Like shit was expensive with them niggas before, but you know that's what happens when you don't pay no sales tax.
Yeah,
bitch
sir.
Ass nigga. Be a real estate. Oh man, but that's it, man. We will see y'all next. Well, you niggas week after next, because next week is a versus episode.
Yeah.
I gave y'all one for free for Christmas. All hey. The other ones is going to the patron.
Yeah, man.
Get over there, nigga.
Fuck with the epis. Fuck with the content.
Before I get mad.
Don't be a loser.
Later.
I knock your ass out too.